And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness. Sometimes I get a good feeling. The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Hope you got a good Sunday feeling this morning. Welcome to our house. It is the House of Wellness, reaching right across the country, beaming out of 3AW Melbourne, 2GB Sydney, into 4BC Brisbane, 5AA Adelaide and 6PR in Perth. Hello to you. It's bright and early there with a 2-hour adjustment for daylight saving as well. We have the one number, 131-873, from wherever you join us, right around the world, even listening online at houseofwellness.com.au. We'd love to hear from you across the course of the next 60 minutes or so. It is Ed Phillips this morning in Melbourne, joined alongside our favourite pharmacist, Gerald Quigley. Hello, GQ.
Good morning, Ed. Welcome to the big smoke.
Nice to see you face to face. Our favourite healthy chef and nutritionist, Zoe Bingley-Pullins, in our Sydney studio. Hello, ZBP.
I'm missing you guys already. I know. But it's just not the same.
We'll all be far better behaved, Zoe, because I think you lead us astray.
We're out of range of getting a clip across the ear like we usually receive, Gerald. True. So this is good.
A verbal smackdown. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Now you concoct the most amazing dishes for us. They are nutritious and delicious. We see them on the TV version of the show, on Channel 7 as well. We'll have another one. What's in line for us today,
Zoe?
We're
doing something a little different. It's an acai berry French toast, because again, it's trying to, you know, take the naughty,
yes,
and make it nice. So that's what I've done for the rest.
Maybe
of
that
today
should be the segment: naughty but nice.
Well, yes, that actually
instead of nutritious to delicious.
Yeah, it's got a bit of zing to it, hasn't it?
Because normal French toast, I know you'll probably argue against this, Gerald.
No,
it's
not
a
at all.
Little bit naughty.
No, I think it's good for you.
Okay.
Especially with some French champagne.
Well, there you go.
For brekkie. Okay, so that's coming up. Going to be delicious. Going to look at something in our A to Z of vitamins. Where does the spinning needle stop in the
Stops
alphabet?
Today, Ed and Zoe, with evening primrose oil. So we're using a different essential fatty acid. And when we think skin and skin health, we think evening primrose oil,
okay.
EPO.
We'll have a good look at that, EPO. Mm. Not the one that the cheating cyclists...
No, that's different.
Different one. Yeah, okay, good. We also need to focus on osteoporosis. It was World Osteoporosis Day yesterday, I believe.
Yes.
Over a million Aussies have osteoporosis, so it's something we all need to focus on at some point. It affects both men as well as women, and most common, of course, in adults. And we'll be chatting with the CEO of Osteoporosis Australia in just a sec. And the delightful former Miss Universe Australia from about a decade ago, she'll hate me saying that, the gorgeous Laura Dundovic's going to join us for a chat as well, and give us a few tips on how to keep in shape and have that glowing, youthful skin. If we don't have access to that evening primrose oil immediately, she's got some other tips for us. We would love your calls too. If you've got any queries about perhaps medication, some ailments, some dietary concerns, our experts are here for you. 131873. All our callers go in the draw for a $100 gift voucher to go and spend at any Chemist Warehouse store around the country as well. So give us a buzz. 131873. Let's grab Julie first up. She's in Strathmore, standing by in Melbourne. Hello.
Oh, hello, Gerald.
Hi, Julie. How can we help?
I was just ringing up for my 27-year-old niece. She lost her mum to leukaemia 3 years ago, and she doesn't have anything to do with her father.
Oh, dear.
And she's just bought a house, but she has always had anxiety, but it's getting much worse. She gets terrible chest pain, and at last overnight as well, she's in tears with it.
Poor thing at 27. You don't deserve the weight of the world to be on your shoulders at 27, do you?
No, that's right.
So, and is she in a relationship, Julie? Does she have someone?
No, not at the moment.
So she's single.
She's very close to my mum and I and my eldest son.
Okay, good. So she's got some family which you can rally around her.
Yes.
There's a few things, Julie, but social interaction is probably the thing that's going to help her at that age. Omega-3s, really important. Got a lot of friends?
Yes, she has.
A lot of friends at work?
Yes. Oh, she just lost her job, actually. She got bad redundancy.
Oh,
but she's got another one. She starts on Monday.
Oh, great. Okay, so she's got to get in there and make lots of friends, which is good.
Yes.
Look, there is a herb called St. John's wort, particularly a German extract of St. John's wort, which has got superb history and clinical research in that age group where they just feel that there's a cloud following them around all the time.
Yes.
So your pharmacist can help there, and omega-3s, and Zoe's going to have some suggestions on some nutritional inputs, but fish oil, the omega-3s in fish oil are magnificent brain food when things are going a little pear-shaped mental health-wise. Okay. And if you even for those people who are taking anti-anxiety medications and antidepressants, adding fish oil, omega-3 supplements into that's been shown to make a really big difference from an improvement perspective. Food-wise, Zoe, I mean, Julie's on her own, but we need to just help her along the way.
Yeah, so I think in a lot of these cases when we are stressed, it causes inflammation, and that can affect the gut. So the way we absorb our food often gets affected as well. So just making sure that, you know, she's eating a very whole food, plant-based diet is really important. Again, the omega-3s, they're so important. There's so many different ways we can have oily fish, salmon, mackerel, sardines, trout. But you've also got things like hemp oil, hemp seeds, lots of nuts and seeds, because nuts and seeds not only have a great source of protein, so they're very satiating. So again, if it's sometimes with anxiety, it can be little things can trigger it, I think, particularly. So a drop in blood sugar levels can often feel quite overwhelming. So if she's just eating consistently with a good, you know, plant-based protein diet, and the nuts and seeds are so, so simple, but also they've got things like selenium in there as well, which helps to work with mood.
Hey, Zoe, what about some chia seeds on French toast?
We're doing the French toast recipe. Good one. I like that. Nice segue. But again, things like even like turmeric, like lovely calmative type food, type foods, what we call the sort of the nervines, the things that actually work to support nervous system. So this is magnesium. Magnesium is beautiful. Probably in this case, I would say supplementing would be the best response. So, you know, really kind of around that 600 milligrams, that's quite a high dose. But again, at nighttime, it's fabulous. It will help her sleep. Again, it's a really, really lovely calming element on her central nervous system.
And
so,
that's the magnesium, isn't it?
Yeah, magnesium. And again, you know, when you go to your chemist or pharmacist, just ask, you know, talk to them. You know, there's such great wealth of information that they have, and they can actually then guide you about which is the best brand to use for that specific reason.
This call and these answers is everything that I love about this show, because a psychologist, a psychiatrist, a doctor might straight away say, have some anxiety pills.
It's not as simple as that.
You guys have said, have some herbs, have some minerals, have some healthy fish, have some good diet.
And get people around you.
Look, I don't think there's anything wrong with utilising antidepressants or I think they have they have a purpose, particularly when you're in an acute stage. I've personally experienced it myself. But again, I think it's really important, having had anxiety, that you do build, because it's long term. You know, often this is an accumulative thing.
And this is a 27-year-old too, Zoe. I mean, you've got a whole life ahead of you.
But look what she's gone through, the poor darling. So I really feel for you. Best of luck.
And keep us posted, Julie. Don't hesitate to ring us in a few weeks and say, you remember we talked to us about your niece. Give us an update.
Yeah, love to hear that. Fantastic advice, you guys. We're off and rolling. 131873 is our number. This is the House of Wellness. Next up, coming back to chat with the CEO of Osteoporosis Australia, Dr. Greg Limbuski, will join us right after this.
This is the House of Wellness for Chemist Warehouse, where you could win big with Maxigesic, and help support memory and focus with Flawless King Mind, available from Chemist Warehouse.
And if you're taking a hammering from pain, well, this should help. Maxigesic's giving you the chance to win one of two $500 Chemist Warehouse gift cards, and that's happening every week for 8 weeks. So if you do the sums, it's a total of $28,000 in weekly prizes to be won. So for your chance to win, simply try Maxigesic from Chemist Warehouse, and then head to the website. It's chemistwarehouse.com.au/maxigesic. And then you follow the entry details from there. So if you're taking a hammering from pain, then brighten your day and enter for your chance to win. Always read the label and use only as directed. Incorrect use could be harmful. If symptoms persist, consult your healthcare professional. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Our experts are here to help take your calls and queries. Henny, we're coming to you straight away in West Heidelberg. Good morning, Henny.
Morning. Thank you, Gerard, for taking my call.
Pleasure. How can we help?
Yes, I got problem with my ears. I got the echo in my ears, and then I got the tinnitus, and then like hammering in my ears. And the doctor gave me Nasonex, but it really doesn't work.
So you're using that spray as a decongestant, Henny, and it's making no difference. Now, if you could, first of all, so the doctor must feel that there's some congestion in there that because he's done a bit of an inspection. Use some saline irrigation first, Henny. So you want normal saline without a preservative that is isotonic, and use that before you use your Nasonex. Okay. Now, in case it's wax, so just in case, and I think
that it doesn't have to wax.
Not wax? Okay.
No.
Okay. Now, from a tinnitus perspective, do you think that's related to this echo, or have you always had tinnitus?
I always got the tinnitus. Just recently, I got this echo in my ear.
Okay, fine. And look, another thing, just a little suggestion for your tinnitus. There's an extract of ginkgo biloba that's got the following numbers and letters. It's called EGB761, and that's available as a single medication, single tablet you take once a day. It's got the clinical evidence to show it reduces the noise of tinnitus.
Yes. And then this for the echo.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're going to use the saline first, the saline without a preservative, then just gently blow your nose, then use the Nasonex. Oh. And I do that twice a day, Henny.
Good luck, Henny.
All right.
All right. All the best to you.
Pleasure. Thanks for calling.
Well done. Now, here's a frightening stat. Over 1 million Australians have osteoporosis, and a further 6.3 million have what we term low bone density. Further 6.3 million of us. It affects both men and women, by the way. It is most common in adults over the 50-year mark. Now, October 20's World Osteoporosis Day has just been, but we thought what better time to find out a little bit more. We've grabbed Greg Lubomirski, who's the CEO of Osteoporosis Australia, to find out a little bit more about this. Good morning to you, Greg.
Good morning. Good morning.
Nice to have you with us here on the House of Wellness. So explain, I guess, the clinical definition of osteoporosis.
In a very simple term, osteoporosis is basically defined as a very weak bone, which have high degree of fragility. So comparing to normal individuals with normal bones, people who have osteoporosis, they tend to break a lot more easily. And which exerts suffering, obviously, and cost to the community.
Greg, one of the big issues we have is that when there's a fracture, one's quality of life can just disappear completely. How can we better educate people? And I guess the focus is on women, even though men do suffer from this. How can we shift the focus to preventing and lowering the risk rather than wait till there's a fracture and then basically the world falls apart?
It's a very good question. I think the important measures for preventing osteoporosis, or at least making it less likely to occur, is actually right nutrition, right exercise, and certainly it needs to happen at the early age, but continues throughout the life. At early age, in particular, with young teenagers and adults where the bone is growing, a right amount of calcium, nutritional calcium, dairy products. And certainly weight-bearing exercise is terribly important. Yes. Avoiding excessive alcohol and smoking also is important.
Sure.
Having said that, I think it's also important to remember that many people who have very good calcium and indeed vitamin D exposure to sun, they still can suffer from osteoporosis because 70% of it is actually to do with your parents' genetics.
Dr. Lombroski, I am 40 and I've recently found out I'm perimenopausal. Where do hormones actually play a part in all of this? Is this something, I'm very healthy, obviously I eat well. Is this something I can actually do to support this process better?
Yes, certainly the menopause in women is a major risk factor because women do lose estrogen during menopause and after menopause. And estrogen is one of those protective factors that really have impact on development of osteoporosis. Not all women who lose estrogen will develop osteoporosis, but early menopause is definitely a risk factor.
So is it
needs to be looked at. But again, exercise, calcium, and vitamin D, and avoiding falls measures that we're recommending. However, we also recommend that you can take your assessment, which is a self-assessment yep. tool, which mm-hmm. we developed called Know Your Bones, mm-hmm. which actually gives you a very good prediction of your risk, understanding of your bone health, and then you can guide yourself with your doctor with regards to the results and outcome of this test. It's about 5 to 10 minutes,
yep.
and it's totally free and available online as we speak.
That's so where great. Would we find that test? Because they're great to actually have those mm. measurable tests, because mm. everyone wants to kind of self-analyze. Where can yes, we find that test?
It's online. It's called Know Your Bones.
Know Your Bones. Yes. Okay.
And you can go in. It's a development together partnership between Garvan Institute of Medical Research.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. And Osteoporosis Australia is based on a very long Australian study, and it's very precise and personalized to your risk. It also it has a risk and recommendation depending on your risk factors, depending on some of your other medical conditions, indeed also on some of the medications that you take.
Sure, yes, which is often overlooked, Greg, isn't it? I'm just rather fascinated with children and sport, Greg, and I read a report that came out of Curtin University the other day that says that participation in organised sport during childhood and adolescence is associated with a bone mass, with terrific bone mass, at 20 years of age. So
oh, wow.
what our kids do actually sets them up for yeah. stronger bones later in life. And yet, the tendency seems to be across education in Australia that we are spending more time than ever in a classroom and not having kids outside running around. How do we get that message to the people that make those sorts of rules?
That's an unfortunate actually finding, and I totally agree that children should have a right balance of obviously education, but also physical activity where they can build the most maximum peak bone available for future good health. Osteoporosis Australia, as a part of our national osteoporosis plan, which was endorsed by Minister Hunt, which we're developing at the moment, we are trying to put a priority where actually right nutrition and exercise will be part or proposed to be part of the national curriculum.
Great.
I think it's terribly important, not just for bone health, but for all other research.
Yeah, mental health as well.
Yeah,
mental health, cardiovascular, basically what you put
team sports. In
stages, yeah, you will be able to gain the benefits later on. It's not the only solution, of course.
Yes.
As I said, unfortunately, you know, even at the those who have a very good bone peak, early stages may develop osteoporosis. But it's certainly one of those preventive measures in the early stages of your life that's terribly important.
Great. We've got the CEO of Osteoporosis Australia with us, Greg Lubomirski. We've got a call standing by too in Helen from Surry Hills. It's line 5. We might grab Helen in and have Greg listen into the query as well. Morning, Helen.
Oh, good morning. Look, I have osteoporosis through my back, and I've had cortisone injections, corticosteroid, I think.
Yes. Yes.
And they're very effective, but just how many can I have a year? I didn't even think to ask the doctor that.
Well, Helen and perhaps Greg might agree, but that's really a Band-Aid remedy. If you've got osteoporosis and you're having back issues, it potentially is very, very serious. And you may need to go off and see a specialist to have more scans, because what the steroid injection doing is just masking the inflammation, but there's being nothing done to address the underlying issues. So from looking outside, start taking, please, calcium, vitamin D3, vitamin K2, increase, and Zoe will have some suggestions on high calcium foods. Increase your calcium intake from foods, because that's the best calcium intake. But if you don't feel you're getting enough of that, certainly take a calcium supplement. It doesn't need to be high dose, but to support your calcium intake. D3 and K2, absolutely essential.
And Sorry? When it comes to, obviously, you know, we know that dairy products contain calcium, but there's a lot of non-dairy foods, if you're lactose intolerant, that are fortified as well. But the green leafy vegetables, I mean, what we need to know, what we know about calcium, it's not just one particular type of calcium. We need to actually eat it in combination. Mm-hmm. So if you're eating, for example, tuna or salmon, try and eat the bones within the salmon, so the tinned version, obviously not the others. And also when it comes to the skin also contains a bit of glucosamine and calcium. So it's about eating the whole food to really get all of that breakdown of good nutrition in there. Nuts and seeds are fantastic. And when it comes to the D vitamins, obviously the sun, but egg yolk as well is very, very good. I've worked with Eggs Australia quite a lot, and there's a bit of a misconception about how much eggs we can actually eat. It's absolutely fine to eat 2 to 4 eggs a day, so I wouldn't be worried about it. And they're just so nutrient dense.
Yes.
And you can make, I made a fabulous omelette this morning where I had some leftover salsa that I had last night for dinner. I popped that in my 2 egg omelette with a little bit of avocado, and Bob's your uncle.
There you go.
You're up early.
There's an example of a caller who perhaps is getting confused messages.
Well, she does perhaps get some confused messages. First of all, the cortisone injection, as my colleagues mentioned, do have the impact on pain and inflammation. But unfortunately, actually, it might be the risk factor for osteoporosis. The corticosteroid injections, or in fact, prolonged use over 3 months of corticosteroid, may be a cause. One of the risk factors for actually developing osteoporosis and fracture risk.
Yes.
And if she's already have underlying issue somewhere in the back, I would suggest strongly to investigate with your doctor, potentially do a lateral X-ray, where we need to rule out the possibility of fracture.
Yes.
If the fracture actually is there, which is due to minimal trauma, those factors like calcium and vitamin D, while they very important, they will not be able to actually reduce the risk of further fractures.
Sure.
And that's where the advice of the specialist will be critical to prevent further fractures.
Thank you for listening into that. But we get calls like that constantly.
Yeah. Appreciate your time this morning, Greg. Thanks for being with us on the House of Wellness.
No problem at all. Thank you for having me.
Greg Lubomirski, the CEO of Osteoporosis Australia. We'll get to more of your calls. Laura Dundovic is well going to join us after this as well. Stay with us. It's your Sunday morning tune-up, the hour dedicated to your health and well-being, the House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness for Chemist Warehouse, where you could win big with Maxigesic and restore your sleep with Flawless Redormant Fort, available from Chemist Warehouse.
Well, the misery of hay fever is nothing to sneeze at, right? So try Azonair Nasal Spray Hay Fever Relief to treat the symptoms of allergic rhinitis. Whether it's dogs or cats or pollen or grass seeds, check out Azonair. Nasal congestion, sneezing and watery itchy eyes isn't what you need when you're trying to enjoy the lovely warm spring weather, and you can get some relief too. Clear your allergies and not your wallet with Azonair Nasal Spray at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and use only as directed, and if symptoms persist, see your healthcare professional. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
We'll get to more of your calls in just a sec. 131873, it's Ed Phillips here along with Gerald Quigley and Zoe Bingley-Pullen. Lovely to be joined too by our former Miss Universe Australia, glamorous representative and now Natural Instinct Ambassador, Laura Dundovic. Hello there to you.
Good morning, guys.
Lovely to have you with us. You always exude radiance, healthiness. It's a big part of your life, we know, and we want a couple of your tips and secrets, Laura, please.
Well, I think using natural products is very, very important. It's funny because, you know, I studied sort of nutrition and personal training, and so I was always conscious of, you know, what I put into my body in terms of food and things like that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we go and put all these creams on our face with all these chemicals and have no idea what they actually do to us. So for me, it's become really important to use products that are naturals, that come from naturally derived ingredients. And I think also having a really good beauty regime is important. So I can say, because of my mother, I've never gone to bed with makeup on. So I always cleanse in the morning and in the nighttime. And, you know, I think that's really, really important. So I'm loving using the Natural Instinct Skin Refining Cleansing Oil for that. It's sort of nice too for to be using a cleanser that's oily rather than using one that sort of strips your skin.
Obviously, nutrition is one part of the regime, but, I mean, you've been so, so busy. How do you keep a balance? You know, a bit of exercise, bit of diet, skin regime. What is your secrets?
I suppose with balance, it's about remembering things that are sort of important to you. So for me, I think traveling's one thing that always de-stresses me, makes me feel great. So I always
try doing that with a 4.5-year-old. Not quite the same.
Just different destinations.
Slightly different.
But you know, even with a 4.5-year-old, you need to like put that time aside for yourself to do that. And you know, yeah, it mightn't be able to go away for 6 weeks to Europe or whatnot, but it might be, you know, packing up with the 4-year-old and going for a weekend away, or just making sure that you get that time away from technology, away
yeah,
from
so true.
Work,
the technology, you know? Part's so important.
A lot of people think, oh, a long trip overseas, I can sleep on the plane. That's my relaxation right there. With the children on the screens, not so easy.
Laura, when you're travelling, how do you hydrate? How do you keep your skin hydrated? Do you apply things, or and you obviously drink plenty of water?
Yeah, I do. I do make sure I drink plenty of water. I have chronic fatigue, so I am really good at sleeping on flights.
There's one advantage of it, right?
I may or may not have slept the entire flight to Europe this year and back.
Wow.
Which is a skill. But obviously when I get up to go to the bathroom or whatnot, I've fallen in love with the Natural Instinct Vitamin C Camellia Oil.
Okay. Yummy.
And it's really beautiful. And the thing is as well, it's actually great. The smell of it's actually really relaxing and great before bed. So that one works great on the flight.
Goodness me. How long have you been battling the CFS for?
I was diagnosed when I was 21, but I had it when I was from 16.
Yeah, right.
But I would say they say you never really feel the same again.
No, that's right.
And I hate to say that.
Yep.
So,
it's a fact, though.
But I think I'm pretty good. I've really learned to look after myself. And as much as, it's a horrible thing, it's sort of made me really respect and look after my body.
Sure.
And I'm really in tune with it. So yeah, I'm one of those people that I'll be able to go to the doctor the day before I come down with something and tell them what I'm going to have.
That's good. You're a soothsayer. Well, listen, we're going to pick your brains a little bit more. You get a double dose of us today on the House of Wellness. We'll see you on Channel 7 a little bit later for the TV version of us. And we'll find out a few more of your tips and see what other exciting projects you're up to in the coming months, okay?
Looking forward to it.
All right. That's one dose of us done.
Thanks,
and
Laura.
We'll see you a little bit later on.
Bye.
Looking forward to it. This is the House of Wellness. Let's grab another of your calls. Shirley's standing by in Camberwell this morning. Good morning to you, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Oh, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I've had this fungal nail for over 12 months. Mm. Anyhow, I was ordered Rejuve nail paint, which I paint on every night, but it's over 12 months now, and, it hasn't improved all that much.
Shirley, I use a product, and podiatrists use it as well. It's called Gordacom, and G-O-R-D-O-C-H-O-M.
G-O-R-D-O-C-H-O-M,
Gordacom.
All right.
It's a paint. It's put on twice a day, morning and night, Shirley. Only just the other day, got a lovely email from a lady and her words were, "You told me on the radio it would take 12 months to work," and I every now and again thought, oh, really? And after 12 months, my nails are wonderful. So it's a matter of being patient, Shirley. Now, if you're going out and you want to put on nail polish, put it on, take it off as soon as you can, and then reapply the Gordacom.
Okay.
But maintenance and patience are really important.
Oh,
but it will work.
Twice a day.
Twice a day. Comes with a little brush in the lid, so it's easy to put on. Doesn't smell. No dramas.
Very good to have a daughter who's a podiatrist too. All those little tips. Thank you, Shirley. Let's take a little break. There's more to come here. A quick break and we're back here on the House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness for Chemist Warehouse, where you could win big with Maxigesic and help support memory and focus with Flawless Keen Mind, available from Chemist Warehouse.
Well, do you want to feel young naturally? Try Healthy Care Lecithin from Chemist Warehouse. Lecithin, am I saying this correctly? Lecithin, Gerald?
Yes, lecithin.
Lecithin.
It's a hard C.
Well, it's a phospholipid that assists in maintaining cellular structures. It not only may help to emulsify fats in the digestive system, it may also aid and support healthy brain and liver function. So right now you can get Healthy Care Lecithin, 1200 milligram, 100 caps, for only $7.99 from Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and use only as directed. Vitamins should not replace a balanced diet. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices guaranteed.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
We are here for your wellness every Sunday morning. Let's do something nutritious and delicious right now with our healthy chef, Zoe Bingley-Pullen. It's a little bit of a healthy twist on a naughty favourite, shall
we say
that?
Yeah, well, look, it's trying to kind of get more bang for your buck, I guess, is the way. Yeah. Eggs are great, they're full of protein, but what I've done is I've got two beautiful pieces of sourdough bread. I've done a little egg wash, so I put egg, and I've added in some acai berry powder, which is an amazing antioxidant. It's got that fabulous colour in it as well, which has, you know, anti-cancerous properties, but it tastes beautiful. So I put that with a little bit of almond milk, pinch of ginger, and then I've topped it with some beautiful berries, ginger, shredded coconut, walnut. It's full of protein, it's very tasty. I think when it comes to French toast, often it's what we're putting on it. We're putting on the sugars, the maple syrups, the creams. So if we can avoid that and put a really tasty, colourful, healthy topping, we got a good breakfast there.
I mean, bless the French for thinking it's a great way to start the day.
It is.
But there's a healthier way to do it. And you can have a look at that recipe on our website at houseofwellness.com.au. Hey, by the way, you're 3 weeks into Oxober as one of the ambassadors. How's it going?
It's good. It's good. No, I'm enjoying it. So, I mean, Oxober is such a great way. All the monies go to life education. So I don't think I remember Healthy Harold. He comes to the schools. He educates kids on everything from drug awareness, bullying, cyberbullying, and how to handle yourself. It's all about prevention. So I've been very proud to be a part of Oxober. If you guys want to learn a little bit more, it's not too late to jump on board or to donate. Just go to oxober.com.au. But it's really, really worthwhile.
Fantastic. Oh, Healthy Harold's the giraffe, isn't he?
It is, yes.
Around. Yeah, I love Healthy Harold. He's good. 131873 is our number. Let's take some more of your calls. Lyndon is standing by in Croydon, Victoria, this morning. Hi, Lyndon.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi, Lyndon. How can we help you?
Mate, I hope you can help me. I'm suffering with gastric reflux disease. Yeah, it's horrible. I seem to be all right while I'm standing up. But
yeah, just when you lie down, yeah. So you're taking medication, Lyndon, from your doctor?
Well, yeah, I went to the doctor about it, and he put me on Nexium.
Yes.
But I was waking up in the morning with dizzy spells. And, yeah. So I went back to him, and apparently it's one of the side effects.
Yes, it is.
So I'd appreciate it being telling that before he put me on it. Anyway, I've tried another one called ranitidine. But I'm not taking the full strength of that. It's 150 milligrams. I seem to be getting away with a half of one of those every night.
Okay.
I'm just ringing up. I'm just wondering whether there's anything that I should be eating or something natural that I could be taking to help myself.
There is, Lyndon, your pharmacist has got a mixture, a combination of 9 different herbs, which you take in drop form. And it actually supports the digestive process rather than interferes with it. So you could go back and have a word to your pharmacist about that. And Zoe, obviously avoiding spicy, hard-to-digest foods is really the most important thing.
Yep.
With an elevated pillow at night, Greg.
And I think the thing is also when it comes to reflux, it's often a lot to do with our digestive enzymes. So it's really important that we eat things that have natural digestive enzymes in it. Things like even like apple cider vinegar, just a little bit of apple cider vinegar. It's so simple. You can make a great dressing, olive oil, apple cider vinegar, a little bit of tamari soy sauce. But this is the kind of thing to have watered down in the morning. It helps to bring up your natural digestive enzymes. But obviously, foods like high fatty foods, foods that naturally are highly processed, these are the ones we want to avoid. Tomato, citrus, for some people, it can affect their reflux. Mm-hmm. And things like your spicy and obviously the histamine-based foods, which is caffeine, red wine. But the big, big one is just eating as much of a plant-based diet as you possibly can. So I always say to my clients, I think I'd be out of a job if people ate the 5 servings of fruit, so 5 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit. So just make sure you've got a raw fruit or vegetable in every meal that
and
you eat.
And eat slowly.
Slowly.
Mm-hmm.
And
great
just
advice,
remove
there,
distraction.
Thanks for the call, Lyndon.
Best of luck. You're in the draw for our $100 Chemist Warehouse gift voucher as well. Atmar, we're going to come to you in just a sec. We've also got the A to Z of vitamins just on the other side of this break here at the House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness for Chemist Warehouse, where you could win big with Maxigesic. and restore your sleep with Flawless Redormant Fort, available from Chemist Warehouse.
It's been great to have your company today. It's the House of Wellness. We do it each Sunday morning right around the country into Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, Adelaide and Perth. We love your feedback too. And don't forget our website, houseofwellness.com.au. On that homepage there, there's an Ask tab where you can reach Gerald as well. We had Atmar waiting on the line. Had some insulin issues, Atmar said, and also seeking some multivitamin options as well. Atmar, if you email us, Gerald will answer today.
Yes, it will. Yes. So houseofwellness.com.au, Atmar, little Ask tab at the top.
Yes.
And we've got lots of good information on that site as well, including Zoe's recipe.
Guys, we had some wonderful calls today. We had some incredible advice dispensed as well. Mm. We're going to address the A to Z of vitamins in just a sec, but why don't we award the $100 Chemist Warehouse?
We're going early.
Yeah, go on.
Well, okay. Now, the winner today is Helen, who rang about osteoporosis because it was such a fitting call, and we had the CEO of Osteoporosis Australia on the phone. So, Helen, you are the winner, the early winner today, of the $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse.
I mean, like a minute early. It's not a big deal.
What's early?
It's lots of time.
A minute in our hour. It's a lot of time, Ed.
It's true. To a fly who only lives 2 weeks, it's an eternity. So let's press on now with the A to Z of vitamins, and we've got skin health on our radar today.
I want to talk today about evening primrose oil, which is the plant-based omega-6.
Yeah,
so omega-6s in our diet are usually pro-inflammatory. They cause inflammation, and that's why we use omega-3s to offset it.
Okay.
However, the omega-6 in evening primrose oil is a good essential fatty acid. It isn't inflammatory. And the beaut part is it seems to have amazing actions in skincare. Mm. So all those issues that we know, eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis, any of those issues at all, increasing the omega-6 content in your diet, so in your intake with evening primrose oil, which comes in a capsule. It actually comes out of the United States evening primrose oil originally.
Yeah.
So capsule form's the best way. Just terrific, though, for improving skin, even acne. There's just amazing clinical research to back up its use.
Now, is there something, can you apply it topically?
Yes, you can. The evening primrose oil is often in some of the better moisturizers as well.
Yeah, okay.
But it's the nutritional intake from inside, which often makes the difference.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah. Well, you're a master herbalist, so this must be one of your faves as well, I should imagine.
Look, anything Zoe and I both preach, we're trying to restore normalcy.
Yeah.
We want to get things back to as normal for you. Every individual's different, so we want to generally get you back to where you'd like to be.
Fantastic. The Wagner Evening Primrose Oil. By the way, the A to Z of vitamins brought to us by Wagner Vitamins today, keeping Aussies happy and active all year round. Well, we're done with the radio version for today. We have the TV version coming up. Got more nutritious and delicious recipes from you, Zoe Bingley-Pullen. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to those. We'll also be chatting all about our anatomy today on the show with our other Zoe Marshall. How can help us maintain good health? We're looking at a chat with a palmologist. He reads palms.
Oh, interesting.
Gerald, I know you're going to find this interesting. Bianca Chatfield, netballing superstar, will be investigating what our hands have to say about us. She'll get her palms read, see what's lying in wait for her future.
Mm.
And James Tobin's going to look at what our noses know.
Our
noses do and how it's affected by memory, our sense of smell and how it actually works. So there's plenty of fun coming up on the show today. We've also got some tips for both parents and you, GQ, grandparents, on how to lift our baby correctly and avoid back pain.
I'm going to learn how to do it. And don't forget our favourite Invictus competitor, Gary Robinson. We are great supporters of his. Lovely bloke. Looking forward to talking to you.
Games are underway. We've got Harry and Megan in the country as well, enjoying all the games. So we'll see what it's like to be a competitor there. He'll tell us all about it as well. He's been to a couple of these already and he's having fun. Thanks, you guys.
Thanks,
pleasure.
Everybody.
Great to see
Have
you.
A wonderful weekend.
Stay
Bye,
well.
Zoe.
Healthy, everybody. See you next Sunday.
Bye.